My name is Tricia Hennessy. I'm the director of the Frostick School of Art. While we had many donors, I think without the significance of a donor like Gwen Frostick, we probably would not have some of the facilities that we have today for our current students.
Touring the printmaking studios of the Gwen Frostick School of Art in the beautiful Richmond Center for Visual Arts on WMU's campus helped me appreciate the gift of long-ago art student Gwen Frostick. Associate Professor of Art Nicole Morey showed me around.
So we're on the second level of the School of Art. There's printmaking, painting, and photography up here.
Junior Nick Gerard was busy silkscreening, but took the time to answer a question. Do you know who Gwen Frostick was?
Yes, she was a famous Michigan printmaker artist and is very well known for her work of nature. In the hallway, there's a permanent installment of her collection. You know, really quite nice stuff.
We're meeting with advanced students today, so we'll get
photography teacher Ginger Owen was working with an alternative processes class when I interrupted to learn what she could add about Gwen Frostick.
Gwen Frostick built a little, it looks like a hobbit house up in Benzonia, Michigan. A really interesting place, a place that many tourists would go to. At her greeting card company, they're still pulling the original block plates and still making greeting cards.
Nicole Morey.
You know, what's interesting about Gwen Frostick is that she was an entrepreneur. You know, she had the skill, which was printmaking, and she used that to support herself, to make a living. She made a variety of prints and books and commercially accessible objects like cards and bookmarks and things of that nature so that she could work in a medium that she loved and make a living at it. I primarily teach within the printmaking area, but not exclusively. I teach screen printing, lithography. I have taught an alternative processes class, which is an interesting collaborative class between the photography area and the printmaking area. But printmaking has always been the area I'm most attached to. With printmaking, images are always made on some matrix or surface first, and then through some process are transferred onto paper. We can also print on fabric, wood, a real variety of materials. Lithography involves drawing on stone and then transferring the image. Intaglio involves working with metal, generally copper, and then that gets transferred. And then, of course, a lot of people are familiar with relief, woodcuts, you know, carving a block, inking it up, and then transferring it. If you go to your right here, you can see all of the litho stones that we have. Stones are 3 to 4 inches thick. You make a drawing with greasy materials, and then when you're done printing it, you actually sand down the surface so that you have a blank stone that you can then make another image.
And so the image making and education goes on and on in many creative disciplines, thanks to the enormous gift of Gwen Frostick.
And that's what enabled us to move into this new building.
When she donated a large sum of money to the university, we were lucky to receive some of that, which has done amazing things for our program. And we decided to honor her and that donation by making our school the Gwen Frostick School of Art.
I think that's one of the best things an artist could do is to actually give back to that community and, you know, realize that that contribution can make such a difference in the world and, you know, give that same opportunity that they had to others.
A great thanks to Gwen Frostick. We hope that we can carry her legacy on through our own future.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.